he's not as white as his mama and daddy was, I don't believe it. Some of his children are never as white.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell them from white folks unless you looking real close. All the kids gone from home now.
Yeah.
But
What would they say about people like that? There was an expression something. He looks white, but you can tell there's some other. He had some dig in him, all right. Something in the wood pile.
I've
heard that.
Had all kind of things he used to say about him, but I've known two different families of half niggers and half breeds.
Yeah.
That was one man had to raise his family nigger right on his place. And his children were all older than these children.
Uh-huh.
But this nigger woman that had a baby every other year by him for 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was half white herself, and she cooked for him.
Did they name all the children?
They didn't call them by his last name. But they were named just like all other folks. Just by like between white folks and niggers had kind of mixed names.
Yeah.
But they were, her whole name was Osa, and I don't know what her kids went by. I guess whatever her name was, I guess they went by it. But I knew them. Uh-huh. Played marbles with them and saw them all the time. But I didn't, they had Rennie Lamp and this man. Lived on right at the same farm.
Now, what about a person that, you might trust him to build your chicken coop, a carpenter like that, but you wouldn't trust him to build your house. You'd say he was what kind of carpenter?
He was jackleg carpenter. What was the name they used to call him? Kind of botcher.
Okay. Would they say that about a preacher too?
Yeah, same way. Jackleg preacher. It used to be one that won the pot liquor preacher.
Okay. Any other, now what about, let's see, in the Army, the man who would be head of an army in the Army would be what? Talking about old Robert E. Lee, they said the commander of the Army would be what?
He'd be the...
Talking about Eisenhower, was he?
Well, he was a colonel. General.
Okay. Then, let's see. Somebody in town who would preside over the county court would be a...
He'd be the clerk of the court, or he's the judge.
Okay.
Or the justice of the peace. Used to have a court years ago.
Now, what would you call a person who would go to school to study? They'd be a
bookworm or what?
Okay. Yeah, but a boy or a girl in school is a...
A pupil or a student or...
And a woman who would look after a man's boss's mail for him would be a... Like, up in Washington, they have all the problems with their private...
With their private secretaries and their whatever.
Right, okay. Now, a man on the stage would be called an actor, and a woman would be a...
She'd be an actress, I guess.
All right. Now, anybody born in this country, you'd say, was what?
Native.
All right, they say, I'm proud to be
American.
Okay. Did you ever hear names for foreigners here of any types? Somebody came to the country from another town, what would they call him? Say somebody came to Albany from a long way away, what would they say about him?
Well, he just...
Like old man Pelicano who runs... No, I don't mean that. Well, you know, just somebody who came into town and they had nobody knew him.